Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
405 DGS, happy Friday. Rach texted me the other night as I was leaving, and she was like, it is straight up light outside. It's such a nice thing.
Pretty cool, getting off the side.
Very cool. Matt Pauly's here with us from the sports department. You just gave me a nice compliment off the air. Let me give you one as well. I am so glad Steve hired you. Like, he was talking to me about his top five candidates. I didn't know you from Adam, but I'm really glad he picked you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's really nice of you to say.
Yeah.
I'm glad he did, too.
Tell us about your haircut.
Yeah, I got first time since high school. I've changed my hairstyle. I was on a video stream yesterday, and I saw myself, and it wasn't good. And I had already been considering it. Like, I've been watching TV lately, looking at dudes' hair. Like, wonder if I can do that. I wonder if I can do that. So my wife and I watch Mighty Ducks Game Changers on Disney Plus. And this past year, they introduced the Josh Duhamel character. He was the coach. And I loved his hair. So I went to my hair place today. I took a GIF of Josh Duhamel from Mighty Ducks Game Changers and showed it to the person. I said, I realize I don't look like Josh Duhamel, but I want his hair. And it's still processed. I need a little bit more volume in there. I don't quite have enough. But yeah, the process has begun that my hair is kind of Josh Duhamel-esque.
Is that why you told me you thought it might take 2+ hours
yes,
to get your hair cut?
Yes, I didn't know. I was so out of my comfort zone walking. Yeah. Like, I've styled my hair the exact same way since I was probably 16 years old, and I'm 40 now.
You had a good run.
Yeah. But yeah, just enough of a receding hairline that I would basically have to get my hair cut probably every 2 weeks to pull off what I was doing before. So
you think you have a receding hairline?
Just a little bit, just a tad. Hmm. Just enough that the front of it was like, it was floppy. I saw this video yesterday. It was just not, I was embarrassed. I told last night at like 10:30 at night, I've got the text message with me and Matt Pajeski. I said, you got to delete that video off the Facebook. That cannot exist of me being out there.
Is it still up there?
No, he deleted it.
Oh, he was too busy spilling coffee.
I'm going to find it.
Can you whip around? Can I see it?
Hey.
That was
and
weird.
He just turned into Fonzie.
Yeah.
Hey.
I didn't realize Josh Duhamel was
he
here.
He was just channeling my 8th grade math teacher. Hey, why don't you spin around? Let me see that new haircut.
Come on, Davey. Spin around. Let me see both sides.
Hey. So this is what you got. This is the hair now.
I like it.
All right.
I like it too.
It's good. Do you see the Josh Duhamel in it?
Yeah, I do.
Right. Okay.
But we've always seen Josh Duhamel in you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. New game, same game as last week, right?
Yes, same game as last week. We're going to play it in the same way. Matt, do you recall how to play?
Yeah, so you have to write things down.
Yes.
I can tell you.
You're going to get a question, and you try to make an answer.
I really like Trisha Siegmann. I love her so much more now after she said...
Oh, did she play last week?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, nice.
And the question was, how many years until the sun explodes? And the answer is 5 billion.
Right.
I went over and said 10 billion. I think Rach said 2 billion. And Trisha said 150 years.
We don't have much time left on this.
Better get those Starship cruisers going.
She was just so cute about you. I was like, well, I guess I'm the dumb one here.
It's nice. Whenever someone achieves the heights of like employee of the year like Trisha is, it's nice to humanize a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And be like, oh, thank God she thinks that the Earth is going to explode in 150 years.
Not the Earth, the sun.
The sun.
Yeah. Which I guess would blow up the Earth anyway.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have bigger problems before that.
Okay. You guys ready to get started?
Yeah.
All right. So so to everybody out there listening, what we're going to do, I'm going to ask them a series of questions, four at a time, and they are going to write down their closest guess to what the answer might be. And then we will try to determine if anybody thinks that someone else's answer is particularly stupid, and we'll see who gets closest.
Okay.
All right, so we will go ahead and start with the Louvre is the world's most visited art museum. How many daily visitors does it receive on average? And remember, you're just writing these down. We're not going to say them just yet. Next question. What percentage of popcorn consumed in the U.S. is eaten at home? We're looking for a percentage. Next question. How many times bigger than Denmark is Greenland, its autonomous territory? A lot of words. Next question. What year were disposable diapers invented? Okay, everybody got your answers?
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, the music really adds credibility
to
it.
Yeah, like, a lot of intensity.
Pretty serious. I'm like, you know, what's the To Catch a Predator guy is about to come out.
Yeah.
Chris Hansen. Got that vibe. Chris Hansen's coming out.
I was going to make fun of you, but the music wouldn't let me.
No.
Yeah, I wasn't going for Chris Hansen, but, you know, close enough, I was going for dramatic. All right, so the Louvre is the most...
He's Josh Duhamel and you're Chris Hansen.
The Louvre is the world's most visited art museum. How many daily visitors does it receive on average? And we'll start with Dave and with Matt. So go ahead, Dave.
I said 10,000 a day.
Okay.
I said 7,000.
50,000.
I said 1,000.
Okay.
Put money that Rach is the outlier.
So are we betting? So we just now we're picking who's the dumbest.
Yeah, we're
right?
picking
who's
who you
the farthest
think is the...
away.
Right, right. Well, it's going to either be usually the highest or the lowest, typically. I'll put on Rach, too.
Was Kevin the highest?
Yeah.
All right, I'll say Kevin.
It's going to be one of us.
Rachel was actually the lowest.
I was.
Dave was the closest. The answer is 22,000.
Oh, okay.
So next question. What percentage of popcorn consumed in the U.S. is eaten at home?
I said 75%.
Okay.
I said 37%.
Okay. I said 70.
80.
Ooh.
Okay. Anybody seem a little...
I'm saying Matt's the dumb one.
Matt's the lowest, but Matt could be right, so I'm not going to put any money on the dumb.
Okay. Kevin is actually dead on exact. It is 70%.
That's an extra point. When you're exact, it's extra point.
No. But I appreciate the confidence.
Put the music back on when you disappoint him.
Yeah.
I really admire that about him. How many times bigger than Denmark is Greenland?
I said 10 times.
Hmm.
I said 3 times. I need a map.
I said 12.
I said 5.
Ooh, okay. This is a tough one.
Yeah. No dumb chip.
Yeah, no dumb chip on this one.
Yeah, me neither.
Who was the biggest? I think it was Dave. I think it was you. I think you said 12, right?
I said 12. Dave said 10.
Okay, so it is actually Kevin again. The answer is 50 times.
Wow.
Wow.
None of us are even close.
Maybe you all get a point for having the dumb answer.
Am I making this up, or did Trump try to buy Greenland or swap Ohio for it or something?
He was thinking about buying it.
He said that he could. He was like, you know, I could afford it if we wanted.
And you know what's so funny? I know that it's very different, 18, 20, or whatever it was to now, but everyone laughs at that. Like, oh, can you believe this idiot wants to buy Greenland? Like, that's how we got the United States.
Yeah.
Making deals like that.
That's how we got half of it, for sure.
And people thought that, like, when we did Alaska, people thought that was the dumbest thing we'd ever done, so...
What year were disposable diapers invented?
For no reason at all, I said 1968.
I said 1921. That seems off.
Whoop, yeah. 1970 was my answer.
I was also 1970.
Ooh.
Put a chip on Paula.
Yeah, Matt, you get the chip.
Okay. Dave gets 3 points. Everybody else gets 1. The answer is 1946. So Paula was the farthest.
It's a lot sooner than I thought.
That's weird. Why were there still like washable ones when we were kids then?
Yeah.
Were they just cheaper?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't.
Diapers are super expensive, right?
Yeah.
Like, you go through 50. Matt's got a 3-year-old. He's like, yes.
She's out of diapers, thank God.
Nice.
Yes.
Good for her.
Andrew goes, nice.
Yeah, right?
Good well for her.
Done,
me
Matt.
Too.
Well done.
Me too.
The same thing he did when he sees his hair. Hey.
Nice. Hey.
That's all right. I was able to afford the haircut, not buying as many diapers.
David Wheels.
You live your life now.
After the first round, Dave and Wheels are tied with 7 points each. Rachel has 1. Matt has 2. So we will go to the next card here. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. What percentage of vegetarians and vegans eventually go back to eating meat? Next question. How many Americans are estimated to have one or more phobias?
Like what percent or what total number?
How many? Like, so we're looking for a total number. Excuse me.
That have phobias.
Yes. Okay. Things that you are afraid of.
So, how?
Yes.
So we would like, we'd say, if I want to say 50%, I'd say like 150 million people.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. If that's 50%, I don't know how many people live in America. Okay. How tall is the famous statue of Christ in Rio de Janeiro in feet? And last question, how many bristles does the average toothbrush have?
Well, let me count them in my head.
Yeah, count them up, Kev. All right, everybody have your answers?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go back to question number one. What percentage of vegetarians and vegans change back?
40%.
Okay. I
said 11%.
35.
I said 50.
Anybody seem way out there, or is this one
not
just kind of
no.
like...
No stupid.
Rachel gets this one. It is 84%.
Wow. Man.
Which is, I mean, y'all got to have some willpower. I'm just saying.
That's interesting.
But still, I thought it would be, wow.
And they're so loud about it when they are.
I like, know.
They want to tell everybody what they don't eat.
Dang.
I'm one of the 16%. Next question. How many Americans are estimated to have one or more phobias?
50 million.
Oh, same number I said.
I went 20 million.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm going to get the stupid one. I said 1,200,000.
Very specific.
Yeah, it is.
I was struggling.
I'll go for the, yeah, I'll
yeah,
go
I'll put
for
a chip
yeah.
on her.
Yep.
All righty. The answer, I think Matt is the closest, 19.2.
All right. Good answer, Matt.
So Matt gets 2 points. Next one, how tall is that big Jesus statue?
500 feet.
I said 900.
I said 220.
I'm not even familiar with this thing.
What?
You know, this guy.
You've never seen the Brazil Jesus?
Matt wrote, doesn't exist. Trick question.
Jesus is 6'2". We all know that.
I wrote down 8 feet because I didn't know what it was. So.
Putting
a chip on. No,
I'd like to go all in on Pauly.
Kevin, what was your answer?
220.
Pauly wins. It's 98 feet tall.
Wow. By two. That's so great.
900
Here you go. Look at
feet.
This.
That's it? 98 feet?
It. 98 feet tall.
It's only like 90 feet taller than me.
I know. Crazy. I was shocked too.
I was thinking that I think the arch is like 630, 660, something like that.
What?
No.
That thing is a sixth of the size of the arch. I don't know.
Well, that's what I based it on.
Yeah.
I thought it was probably pretty close to that.
You would think. Wow, jeez. Next question. How many bristles does the toothbrush have?
2,000.
1,000.
I said 60.
I said
60 bristles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give
I'm not
money,
trying to lead one way or the other.
Give me money on Wheeler. 340.
Wheeler.
Okay. Who said 2,000?
I did.
All right. Dave, you take this one. It is, sorry, trying to figure out how to write here, 2,500.
On what?
A toothbrush.
There's 2,500 bristles on a toothbrush.
What did you think he said?
No, I can't. I'm counting them tonight when I get home. There's no way there's 2,000 on there.
What kind of toothbrush are you using?
I don't know. Really little one, I guess.
So.
I have a little child's toothbrush. Like,
is it the same one from like 30 years ago?
Looking forward to that 1 a.m. text from Wheeler that says, spent all night counting toothbrush.
Be like,
only count 60.
How was your weekend? Spent a lot of time counting.
Turns out he was right.
Do you want to do one more round before the break, or do you want to
sure.
break first?
Let's do it.
All righty. So we will kick that off. How much does the average woman's purse weigh? The average woman. Next question. What year was the electric toothbrush invented? We're talking teeth here today, people. Next question. What is the world record for the most finger snaps in 1 minute using only one hand? You're scraping the bottom of the barrel. How tall is the canvas that the Mona Lisa is painted on? And we want that in inches, please.
Oh.
Don't we all?
Everybody have your answers?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So how about that purse? How much does the average purse weigh?
5 pounds.
Same here.
I said 14 pounds. We have a 3-year-old kid. My wife travels with her entire life.
I said 7 pounds, and I'm going to put my chip on
yep,
that.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Everybody everybody gets one, except Rachel actually gets three, because Yay. It's the answer is 6.27
pounds. All right.
And that is the average purse.
I do have an advantage because I carry a purse.
What year was the electric toothbrush invented?
1920.
1978.
I said 1950.
I said 1995.
Putting me on rage.
Yep, me too.
Okie dokie. Matt is too nice to put his stupid chip on anybody.
Has anybody else noticed that?
I'm so worried about my stupid answers. I don't want to call anybody else out.
Well, Matt actually gets this one. The answer is 1954.
Ooh.
Who gets it?
Matt. I think you said 1950.
No, I said 1950.
Okay, Matt, you don't get 2 points, you dummy.
Wow.
See?
Matt said 1920.
I said 1978.
He's just, Dave said 20.
He's just a lie behind that music.
I know.
It is tough to keep track of all of this. I'm not going to lie. I'm doing pretty good. That's the only one that I've messed up so far. Moving on. What is the world record for most finger snaps?
I said 120.
140?
150.
Why are you
laughing? I said 1,200.
Okay, yeah. Check.
Jeez.
Check. And Rachel gets it. It's 334.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that person.
You think they're the one that can just, like, you know, where they move their hand and they keep snapping it like that?
I can tell you this for free. That's all they got.
Yeah. That's
like
a good point.
Like that ham bone guy who can do it, like, super fast. How tall is that Mona Lisa in inches? How many inches, Mona?
28.
Is it 72?
42 is what I said.
48. Yeah. I'll put my chip on Matt.
Me too.
Sure.
Okie dokie. 30 inches. Dave gets it.
Woo.
It's anticlimactic.
Hey, you got a woo?
I don't know what you guys were expecting.
Hey.
All right. Going into the break, Dave has 15. Rachel has 11, Wheeler has 13, and Matt has, I think, 8.
Sounds right.
The new hair cut's working out for you. He's adjusting. He keeps touching, 30 inches. 425 DGS, playing the game. Let's break this tie.
Yeah, let's break this tie. All right.
Hey.
Also, it's not a tie.
You're winning. Steal that from him, Paulie. Make that your thing. With that new haircut. Whenever people make a good point on sports,
Good job, Bob Costas.
Also, for what it's worth, there's no tie. You're winning.
Okay. In my world, I consider that a tie.
There you go. Okay. How much does the average adult male chimpanzee weigh? Next question. What percentage of their income does the average American donate to charity each year? Third question. What percentage of the world's population lives in Asia? And finally, how many islands are in the Galapagos? Galapagos.
Why do you have to make us look stupid?
Why?
I just don't know.
I feel kind of dumb on these.
That's all right. That's the point.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, so, chimpanzee, what's it weigh?
I said 210.
290?
I said 150.
Okay, put your chips on me. I said 35 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I'm putting the chip on myself.
Yep, I'm too.
Yeah.
An adult chimpanzee?
I don't know.
Didn't someone say 250?
They'd be freakier if they weighed 35 pounds. Like, I'd be terrified of that tiny little thing.
You said 250, didn't you?
290.
You said 290?
Yeah.
Okay, you're the stupid one. It's 110, so Kevin gets it.
That's it?
Yeah.
No, you're not that dumb, Rach.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Hey, you're not that dumb.
He just said it so, like, vigorously. He was like, hey, you're not that dumb.
Yeah, that's great. Great news.
Great news for the gal in the room.
What percentage of the year income does the average American donate to charity each year?
I said 1%.
I said 8.
I said 5.
I said 2.
Anybody seem...
No.
Like they could be... All right, Rachel gets this one, actually. It is 2.1.
Wow.
Yes.
Very close.
And as we know, that's an extra point.
What percentage of the world's population lives in Asia?
I said 20.
I said 47.
55%.
Oh. Lives in Asia? I said 60%.
Anybody seem way off? Any guesses on this
I'm
one?
I'm going to put my chip on Dave.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm going to put mine on Rach.
Okay. Okay. Rachel and Wheeler get 1 point, and then Rachel gets 2 more. It is dead on 60.
Woo!
Awesome.
Right at 60%. Oh, I know.
China.
It's a lot.
Yeah. India.
It's crazy.
Russia's crazy. Isn't only part of Russia in there, though?
I think all of it is.
It's a lot of it.
Yeah.
Next question. How many islands are in the Galapagos Islands?
This is the worst.
Just keep thinking of 35-pound chimpanzees. Why is that scary?
Yeah, but what's even crazier is, like, think of the 290-pound chimpanzee.
I said 300.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, I said 215.
Hang on, I got to answer this call real quick.
30.
I said 100. He's answering the phone call.
Yeah. All right, let's take a word of it.
All right, somebody keeps on calling on a line that I can't busy out. Okay, can you guys go one more time?
300.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's 215.
30.
100.
Okay, anybody seem like they could be wrong, like super
no.
wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
We've all been humbled.
Correct answer is 21, so Matt gets
it.
Wow!
All right. I didn't even know. Stupid club.
That's only 21 more islands than I have.
I just know they have turtles.
Turtles. You can go buy an island.
I like turtles.
They're kind of called back. We're off the rails. Let me do this in the next.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that's totally fine.
All right. Quick break, right back. DGS.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
440 DCS, happy Friday to you. So I believe they are going to release the Memphis video of the gentleman being beaten by the cops at 5 p.m. our time. So you may have it during the Total yep. Information p.m. And then we'll watch and see what happens over the weekend. Audio. So my two clips, I haven't heard them. One is Biden doing something dumb. And the other one is Louis C.K. talking about the border, how he should open it. You can play either or neither.
Let's play Biden. That'll be fun.
I said that when I was seeking the nomination. I said, take a seat, everybody. And there wasn't a single chair in the place. I said, that Biden really is stupid. He doesn't know. Where's Doug? Congressman. He's around here somewhere. Oh, there you are. Doug, thanks for the passport into town. Doug and I have something in common.
So a little context needed there. The guy's name is Don. So right after he says they just think I'm stupid or something. Then he proceeds to immediately the next thing he says is, where's Doug, when he's looking for Don?
Oh, Joe.
There was another one in the last couple days, too, where he was like, nobody's ever increased the debt as much as my presidency. And he's like, no, wait, I got that wrong. Because he was obviously trying to talk about the debt increase under Trump, but it was just, it was cringe.
Let's do another political one. This is someone following George Santos to his office.
Congressman Santos, who do you think is going to win Drag Race this season?
I have not watched a season of Drag Race.
We had a great reply to...
I said this season.
This season.
I have not watched.
You gotta read up.
I love that. He's like, I have not watched this season of Drag Race. And he's like, you got to watch it. He's like, I said this season. I've seen Drag Race, okay?
It's like literally the only question he's answered. This guy has been asked every question about his background, and the only one he'll answer is about Drag Race.
My next piece of audio, I just thought was really sweet. You know, a lot of times on TikTok and YouTube and stuff, you'll see these guys go up to people in the store like, tell me a nice story and I'll pay for your groceries. And a lot of times it's pretty self-serving, like, look how great of a person I am for doing this. But this one just really tugged at my heartstrings. This is a young man approaching a World War II veteran.
Hey, excuse me? Were you in the military by chance?
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
I was Navy in World War II. I'm very old.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm 95 years old.
I'll tell you what, if you can tell me a story from World War II, I'll pay for your cart today.
No, you don't have to do that.
No, I want to.
First time I ever went out to sea, I got so seasick, I thought I was going to die. After that, everything was okay, and I was aboard ship for quite a while, and then I was on the island of Guam for about a year. Some guys they found 10 years after the war ended. They hid themselves, and they didn't know the war was over.
Wow, 10 years?
Thank you so much for talking to me. You don't have to buy anything for me, but I know you were going to do me a favor, but you don't have to do that.
I'll give you a gift card then.
I already got a free gift card from you, Care.
What'd you say your name was?
Jim.
Jim? Josh.
Josh, good to meet you.
I might go give it to somebody else in the store in honor of Jim.
Thanks, Josh.
Josh.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks good for times. Stopping to talk to me.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Wheels, I have
a couple.
I should
talk to my mom more.
You should offer gift cards.
You should give her gift cards.
Yeah, you should offer to pay for everything in her
cart. Hey, tell me a story and I'll buy all your groceries.
Didn't you try ask her about going out to sea?
What's that?
Didn't you try that recently and get shot down?
Well, I don't
like
know.
Buying stuff at the store or something like that?
No, she was going to pay for her own groceries at Dollar General with nickels or something. Everyone was waiting. So I just popped the old Amex in.
Oh, nice.
So Wheels has some Pelosi audio.
All right, so this is just the audio of the police body cam footage that came out today.
2620, right?
No, 2640.
Oh, 40. Yeah, it literally said in there.
Hi. Hey guys.
How you doing?
How are you?
What's going on, man?
Everything's good.
Hi. Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey. What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer on call. Bro.
You can't see a whole lot. I mean, like, in the beginning you can. I mean, you guys have seen the video. The two of them are standing there, and this guy, DePap, has got the hammer, and you can see that Paul Pelosi's trying to hold on to it with another hammer. He looks stunned, Pelosi does, and the other guy looks, to me, he looked nuts. He's just standing there like, it was kind of an odd look on his face.
Rach was listening to the 911 call, and it was making me crazy. Maybe the lady knew exactly what was going on, and she was being clever like a fox, but Paul Pelosi is obviously like, there's a man here. And I don't know who he is. And he's waiting for my wife, Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
And she's like, okay, we'll call back if he does anything. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what does a person have to do, you idiot? But maybe she knew exactly. I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, you're sending. Good question, because I heard this. I thought the same thing when I heard it. I'm like, maybe I want to have a little more urgency.
Yes. Well,
and I know Wheeler disagrees with me, and we can discuss that. But hate to always be this guy, but if the guy with the hammer was black, he would have been shot on sight. They know that they're going to Nancy Pelosi's house. They open the door and they see what appears to be a stalled struggle for a hammer, right? The guy had time to get off a gag and go, nope. He had time to like, it's a movie. He had time to go like, I don't think I'll be dropping this hammer. And then he swings it directly at Paul Pelosi's freaking face.
It was weird.
Yeah.
And the cops are just standing there, and you can hear them. They go like, oh, yes.
It's one of the things with cops, like in that situation, you know, had they shot him, then it's, what the hell are you doing? Shooting him. He just was holding a hammer. He hadn't hit him. But
I think part of the problem thinking about a shot there is that Paul Pelosi is literally right there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, they're inches apart. There's space, but man, you got to pull off a crack shot like out of nowhere when that door opens. I am surprised that they didn't rush the guy holding the hammer.
Yeah.
Like the door opens and you see a guy holding a hammer. I mean, I'm surprised it took at any time at all to just go.
Yeah. 451 DGS, total information PM coming up. I believe that the Memphis video will be coming out momentarily. We'll be spending a lot of time on that this weekend, I'm sure. Rach, headlines?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Get your groceries delivered or use curbside pickup with the Schnucks Rewards app. The White House marked Holocaust Remembrance Day today. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. President Biden met with Auschwitz survivor Bronia Brandman and issued a statement warning against a resurgence in anti-Semitism. It's sad that you have to warn against a resurgence in it, but we've definitely seen it in the past year. So.
Isn't it crazy?
It's stunning. But then you think about how long now people have had time to spread disinformation, and you figure that cycle is starting to catch up to us, which is just mind-boggling.
So more than 8 in 10 Americans approve of the appointment of a special counsel to investigate classified documents found at President Joe Biden's Delaware home. There is broad approval across party lines for the appointment, with 88% of Republicans, 84% of independents, and 80% of Democrats saying they approve, according to a new CNN poll.
Seems like this is something we can all rally around. I'm sure that I don't listen to a lot of super conservative radio or TV, but I'm sure that they are, you know, defending former President Trump and attacking Biden and vice versa. But, yeah, I mean, at this point, it seems like, OK, we have found a leak and we just need to patch this up. Like, we're obviously doing something wrong.
I would have liked to seen that poll broken down that way on the Mar-a-Lago stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I don't remember it, so maybe it existed, but was it that balanced?
Don't recall.
I'm glad that that's balanced. That should be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, in a perfect world, it would be 100%. Everybody's like, yeah, of course.
Kind of bad news for Biden here. 2/3 of Americans consider the discovery to be a serious problem, and nearly 6 in 10 say they disapprove of the way the Biden White House has handled the situation. Mm. But he has absolutely no regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
I still think about when
Doug?
I still think about when he was talking about it and answering questions about it. And he goes, now, at some point, I'm going to get a chance to talk about all this.
I know.
And it's like, now.
He said, God willing.
God willing. Yeah. One day I'll get a chance to talk about all this.
Well, if the creator of the universe deems it appropriate.
If I can just get that permission slip.
So the U.S. Transportation Department is in the early stages of an investigation into the Southwest Airlines holiday travel meltdown. The probe includes looking into whether or not Southwest is scheduling more flights than it can handle, which is what it certainly seems like from the outside. Mm-hmm. The airline canceled more than 16,700 flights between December 21st and 29th alone. That's a lot of flights.
Yeah.
16,700.
That appears to be the game.
How about, again, when you're taking government money for anything, you shore up the business before you start paying off stock shareholders and bonuses for your CEO. What are you getting a bonus for if your company's this much on the edge of collapse?
But also, shame on us. Like, I didn't write any checks,
right,
but someone wrote a check with a little bit of my money in it. Mm-hmm. How about you say, we're not writing you a check until we have a written agreement where the money's going to go.
Yeah.
For example, we're going to give you $7 billion, and 0% is going to go to C-level people.
Yeah, or stock buybacks, right? Like, I mean, so there's a story like related, and Cardinal fans should pay attention to this because it involves Bally Sports Midwest, but their parent company, Sinclair, apparently they can't pay their bills, so they're headed to bankruptcy. And instead of paying their bills over the last few years, they've just done stock buybacks. And they spent all of the money that could have been spent on paying their bills on paying themselves so that the executives would get their big bonuses based on those types of things. So now they're going to go to bankruptcy, and instead of paying their bills, they just all paid themselves and the executives got richer.
It's just so true, whether it's Kyrsten Sinema coming into Senate with $32,000 in net worth, and now she has $11 million, or it's that. It really is. The common man is just screwed because we don't get to do that stuff.
Right.
We just don't.
Right. But it's the other party that's the problem. It's never the structure. It's never the way the power structure is set up.
Yeah.
So my final story here, this will be a controversial one. McDonald's is testing a new strawless lid. I would assume it's similar to the types you see at Starbucks. McDonald's says these lids help optimize our packaging and eliminating the use of small plastics. Just one example of the many solutions we're reviewing as part of our ongoing global commitment to reduce waste. So it would be a harder plastic lid covering the top with a little sippy hole in it.
Yeah.
McDonald's said they would still provide a straw if someone asked for them, but they've rolled this out in Minneapolis for a test program.
How fast are people going to be mad about this?
I'm already mad.
Are you?
I mean, I
McDonald's
hate it.
Has gone
I'm okay with the sippy cup.
It's hot.
I mean, look at me. Look at me on the straw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.